The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. In the struggle to prevent illegal poaching of endangered African rhinos, wildlife managers believe they found a new weapon, poison. So far this year, more than 200 rhinos have been killed by poachers in South Africa alone. And conservationists fear that number will climb to about 1,000 before the end of this year. To stem the slaughter, wildlife managers have started to tranquilize rhinos near South Africa's Kruger National Park. Once the animals are tranquilized, a hole is drilled into their horns, and the hole is filled with a combination of pink dye and a parasite poison that's used to control ticks on horses and cattle. The poison will make any person handling the horn quite ill, and the dye is detectable by airport scanners and will show up even if the horns are ground into powder. Rhino horns traded on the black market are worth more than their weight in gold, over $30,000 a pound, making them a tempting target for poachers. So tempting, in fact, that South African poachers are willing to risk their own lives for rhino horns. In March, three rhino poachers were shot and killed during a raid.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.